Welcome to the Confident Closer Podcast, the podcast where we help ambitious, self-led coaches and sellers unlearn and break free from dated and ineffective sales strategies, master human behavior sales techniques, simplify the sales process, and break through to multi six and seven figures. I'm your host, Ann Keeney, and I'm on a mission to teach high-performing female coaches and sellers how to win at the game of sales using selling techniques that work with human behavior so you can have a bigger income and impact doing what you love with people who love what you do. Because we all know that a business that doesn't make plenty of money is a dying business. So take off those boxing gloves, stop fighting for your sales, because in 30 minutes or less, I'll show you how to pour rocket fuel under your sales, pull in way more profit, and close up to 90% of your sales authentically, humanely, and consistently. Let's get into it. All right, hey everyone, welcome back to our fifth and final episode inside of this social selling series. This has been a lot of fun. There's just so much that I can and could and really want to talk about and share with you guys when it comes to ethical high ticket selling in the online space as we know it today. And we just cannot squeeze it all. All the juice just does not fit in this glass of just, five very short days with you guys, but I've tried to really give you as much as I can. I've tried to, really dial in these episodes to be in the areas and around the topics that I really think are going to give you the biggest impact and insight, that are going to be the most helpful for you, to increase and simplify, streamline, scale your sales. And so I hope that you guys have been enjoying this, but I do want to remind you, although this is the last episode inside of this particular series, if you go down into the show notes of this episode, we do have a free masterclass that's coming up, where we're going to get on Zoom together with a small room of awesome humans and business owners. And we're really going to take these topics that we've talked about this month so far, and we're going to bring those onto that session. We're going to go deeper. We're going to unpack these. We're going to dive really deep. We're going to be interactive. It is going to be awesome and amazing. And if you've loved any of the sessions we've talked about here, you'll go crazy over how we unpack all of this inside of these mini masterclasses that we're doing. So these are totally free. We run these on a monthly basis. We do some different topics each month, but it's all really focused around simplifying, streamlining, scaling your sales, high ticket selling, building a sales team, all the beautiful, sexy sales stuff, right? And we really unpack and try to break it down so that what might feel complicated to you just feels really easy and simple and very obvious by the time we're done talking about it. So if that is lighting you up and that sounds awesome, if you have a little bit of time to join us, you can grab the link in the show notes below this episode, tap the link, get yourself registered. It's free. Pop the link in the details in your calendar and just show up. Just show up, have something to write with. We're going to have a really good time. All right, on today's fifth and final episode, I thought I would really tie it in a little bit, what we've talked about. And I want to share with you, I sat here and I thought about, what do I want to cover? What would be the most helpful? And four things came up really fast. I didn't even really have to think about it too much. And it was very, very obvious. This is what I want to kind of round out and wrap up and end this particular series with. And what I really came up with is I want to share with you the four ways, so four things I did that got me off food stamps as a single mom and grew a $1 million business. And what I really want to, I want to preface this, right? Like, I feel like by now, for most of you listening to my podcast, you know my background, you know my childhood, you know where I come from. Oh my gosh, if you don't, you got to go back some episodes and listen and tune in, because I didn't start my business with money and education and an awesome coach and, support and all the beautiful things. Every odd that could have been against me was against me. Anything that would have said, there's no way this girl is making money. There's no way she's going to be anything in her life. There's no way she's getting off welfare. This girl, like, if anything could have said that louder, it was me. I literally did not have one thing. Well, I did have one thing. The one thing that I had was my conviction and my persistence, I guess, or resilience in changing my life for me and my son at the time. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't even know how to do it. But I did have a drive. I had a massive, massive, like, commitment and persistence on changing my generational childhood and not carrying that on. But I had no idea. I didn't have anything to support that. So I say that because when I give you these four things, I want you to understand that a lot of you, you have so much more than I did when I started this journey 2 decades ago. I'm not trying to, like, age myself, but I started this journey 2 decades ago. There wasn't anywhere near what is online today. We did not have AI. We did not have Facebook groups. We did not have, we barely had any technology. Like, it was very, very minimal. And there was, like, 5 coaches, right? Like, coaching back then was new. It was this new idea. There was, like, 5 coaches who, like, everybody invested in. The competition and stakes were massive. Like, there wasn't all this Google and all these things and people and free stuff and workshop. Like, you guys have, oh my gosh, it's so advanced now. And if I was starting my business today in this economy, holy moly, it would not have taken me 5 years to get to $5,000 a month. And so I want to kind of break it down and make this really simple for you. When I look at the last 20 years, so going from food stamps and no money in my business, not even really having a business, to my first 5K month, 10K month, 20K month, and where I am today, there's actually only 4 things that I've ever focused on, that I've ever mastered, that I've ever done. Literally, that has allowed me to continue this growth. And I just want to break those down for you guys today, because I think that there's also a con. I mean, there's 2 sides to every coin, right? There's also the disadvantage and the con with having all of what we have today is there's a lot of options and choices for people. So competition is still pretty high, right? I think that the online space is very overwhelming. There's a lot of different, I always tell my clients, there's 1 million ways to get to $1 million. You're going to die if you try to try all of those, right? If you attempt to try all of those 1 million ways to get there, you'll probably die at your desk doing so. It's exhausting. And so there is a lot of things that's also changed that makes this a little bit more confusing and overwhelming and creates a lot of fatigue and overwhelm and stress and, like, oh my God, which way do I go? What do I do? How do I do it? And so I think, again, there's pros and cons with how the economy is. Way back when I started, you did one-on-one coaching. It couldn't get any more fucking simple. You did one-on-one coaching. That's what you did. Back then, you did one-on-one coaching. Your typical, you know, a weekly session, maybe bi-weekly, but it was like a weekly session, you know, 45 to 60 minutes. And you coached for 3 or 4 months, and that was that. Like, that was it. There wasn't anything else. Like, back then, there was not courses, self-studies. There wasn't, like, I mean, maybe the big leagues did, like, a live event or a VIP type of thing, but even that was not very, like, big. Everybody just did one-on-one coaching. Okay, there's so many ways now. And so that's confusing. And so that can be a con, especially for a lot of you coming in that are a little bit newer. If you're a little more junior, this is overwhelming for sure. So I just want to kind of simplify, because I've tried and done a lot of different things, but there's only 4 things, you guys, that have really got me where I am. Every time, through every stage of $0 to 5K, 10K, 20K plus and beyond, and here we are, millions of dollars, right? So let me share this. Let's walk through it. I think over the years, I've sold a lot of things. And the number one thing that I've always come back to, and in fact, I haven't really changed it now for probably 8 years or so. But over the course of 20 years, the number one thing I've always come back to selling that has always made me so much money, so fast, so freaking easy, just with the very minimal effort, has been a high ticket offer. It used to be a high ticket one-on-one coaching. It was high ticket done for you services prior to that, because I had an agency before I started coaching. And then now it is high ticket group coaching and masterminds. But it's always been high ticket. Every effing time I try to sell low ticket, every single time that I try to sell something that is just low end, I work 50 times harder. I have to sell 80 times more. It's so much harder. What I have found in the last 20 years, you can make $1 million with a low ticket offer. There's plenty of people who do it. They hustle their fucking ass off though. Don't mistake that. They're not doing this easily. If you're selling a low ticket offer and that is your bread and butter, it's your number one way, that is your signature way, is a low ticket offer. There ain't nobody doing that that is not pouring thousands. And I mean thousands. Some people it's hundreds of thousands, but it's thousands of dollars every month on paid advertising. There isn't anyone selling a low ticket offer in the millions consistently without running paid ads. There's very few. I mean, I know like two people. And they work hard though. They have to hustle. They have to hustle. And here's what I will tell you. They're not just selling that. So they're also selling high ticket offers, okay? But the point is, you're running paid ads. Why are you running paid ads? Because you need leads at scale. So you need a high volume of leads, but you also need those consistently and very quickly. You can't add 1,000 people to your audience over the course of a month if you're trying to sell a low ticket offer to hundreds of people every month. The numbers don't math. So that's not going to work. If you're creating millions of dollars with a low ticket offer, if you want to sustain $1 million and you don't want to go to from $1 million to five figures, if you want to sustain that without a massive income dip, you have to have a lot of leads coming in all the time. That can never slow down or stop, or your sales slow down and stop. That's logic. I mean, that's common sense. And so because a low ticket offer is short lived, right? You come in, you pay for it, you get the thing and you're done. So that means there's very little to no retention, especially if you don't have an ascension model and you don't have another way for people to graduate and keep working with you. And the only way you're making your money is a low ticket offer. Well, then people are coming on and they're going off just as quick as they came on, which means you're replacing sales and you're replacing clients, not retaining them. And so when you're doing low ticket offer, it is very much start, stop, start, stop. And people come in and then go out, come in and then go out. And so in order for you to maintain a high level of sales, you need a high volume of leads. And it doesn't take a scientist to understand that that is facts, right? You can't have, 10,000, 5,000 people in your audience and make $1 million on a low ticket offer for the rest of your life, because you're going to exhaust those people and burn them out, and they've all purchased. And at that point, you need new leads. And if you don't want to dip in your income, then you have to keep doing that. Okay. So you need a lot of leads, high volume of leads all the time. And people are coming in and then going out. And so it's a constant just go, 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 go. And that kind of sucks if your ad account gets shut down, that sucks for you. So where are all those leads coming from if your strategy is just paid ads? So I'm not going to get into the organic lead gen. You need that no matter what. I recommend, no matter what you're doing, paid ads or not, you need to have an organic lead gen strategy, so that should your ads get shut down or stop working, or you just, let's say Facebook goes away, let's say that you can't run ads anymore for whatever reason. Our ads account got shut down like 7 years ago. We don't care because we don't use it. We do just fine organically because we're not aiming for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sales every month like clockwork and a baby offer that's short-lived. That's just not my strategy. I don't like that. I don't like the hustle of that, and I don't like people, I don't like how hard you have to work or how much money you have to pay to get a lead, and then you only have that sale for a hot minute, and then they're gone. That's fucking stupid. Like, I just cannot. Like, I want the lifespan of my leads, right? Like, to stay with me for a long time. Like, you work hard to get a sale. You want that person to stay with you and keep paying you for as long as possible, and that just logically makes sense. So, number one, it's always been a high ticket offer. The other thing with a low ticket versus a high ticket, and I don't care who tells you otherwise, high ticket is so much easier to sell. It is way easier to sell a high ticket than it is a low ticket. And the reason is a low ticket is lesser value. If it was higher value, you'd charge more money, period. If a millionaire comes to you and tells you that their low ticket is not a lesser value than their high ticket, they're lying to your face. How does that make sense? If it was worth more, you'd charge more. We're not dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was worth more money, you'd charge more money. Like, you're selling it as a low ticket because it's probably like an entry level. It's a little tiny chunk, piece, a bite, a taste. It's a little tiny course. It's not all of your work. It's not the biggest work. It's not the best work. It's not everything. It isn't high ticket, which is why you're not selling it for high ticket. The value is lesser than your higher ticket offer, period. Or you charge more, right? So that just, again, let's normalize logic and what makes actual sense. And so a high ticket offer, it's easier to sell. Number one, you don't need a lot of leads. Because number two, you don't need a lot of sales. The more money people are paying you, the less sales you need. The less sales you need, the less leads you need. Well, that just is nice, right? Like, I like that. I love that. And the other thing too, okay, with high ticket, it's easier to sell also because a higher end offer speaks to a higher level person. I'm a big firm believer in that your price attracts your people, and I would love somebody to prove me wrong. Your price attracts your people. Let's look at real life, okay? We're not even talking about business. Like, I'm not going to talk about my online business. Let me give it to you as real gets. We have, in our world, in our life, we have low income, we have middle class, we have upper class. We have the food pantry, we have your local grocery store, we have Whole Foods. We have Fords, we have Range Rovers, we have Mercedes-Benz, we have shelters, we have houses, we have mansions, right? We have Gucci, we have Goodwill, we have Walmart, we have Target, we have Louis Vuitton. Why do those exist in our life, in the world, out into the world? Why do you think those things exist? Because the truth of the matter, the fact is, the reality, which nobody can argue this, the reality is that different types of people buy and invest in different types of things. Certain people like to spend thousands of dollars on a handbag. Other certain people go to Goodwill and buy used products. And both are fine with what they're doing. We have all these different types of live-in environments, ways to shop, vehicles to buy, houses to live in. We have all these different titles. Why? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that that exists? Because different types of people spend money in different types of places and ways. Period. There's no one that can argue that. Some of the people that try to sell you the opposite of what I'm saying are the same people that would never live in a shelter. They would never live in a cheap apartment building in the worst part of town. These people that are selling you the opposite idea of what I'm saying, and they're like, no, that's not true at all. Those same people would never buy at this point in their time, would not buy. Those are millionaires, right? They're seven-figure people probably that you can think of. They would not buy Goodwill clothes. They're not going to go live in a shelter. They're not going to live in the worst part of the neighborhood. They're not going to drive the used vehicle on the side of the road with 100,000, 200,000 freaking miles on it with a transmission hanging out of it. Of course they're not. They're fine dining at great fancy restaurants, five-star hotels, fly-in you know, Coach. They're traveling. They have the Gucci handbags. They have the beautiful shoes, red bottom, Louis Vuitton. They live in brand new homes that they've either built or bought. They drive really nice cars. They have housekeepers. They have chefs. They have nannies, right? They go get their hair done. They travel. They take all this time off. They have team. Why do you think this stuff exists? The same people trying to sell you the idea that low ticket or your price does not attract your people. This, if you just open your eyes and pay attention, they're living the opposite of what they're saying. They shop the opposite of what they're saying. Like, it doesn't even take anyone with any sort of brains to kind of see it, because it's not me saying it. Go look. And go see where those people live. Go see what kind of vehicle those people buy. And ask them, oh, why do you live there? Why do you buy that kind of car? Why do you have a nanny? Why do you have a housekeeper? Why do you travel? Why do you have a team? Why do you have all these things? Right? And so what I'm trying to help you guys understand is that your price does attract your people. Because there's people that are not going to buy a low ticket offer because, like, again, if you're selling a low ticket offer, you're really speaking to, like, broke people, lower level people who are very, very new on their journey. No millionaire is going to buy a $97 course. It's not going to do anything for them. What the heck is a 90? Now, they'll tell you, oh, yes, I would. Yeah. When you were broke, you bought a $97 course and it helped you and it transformed your life. $97 course isn't going to help you when you're at six and seven figures. We don't buy those kinds of things because we're so far beyond that. There's nothing in it that's going to transform our lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yes, when they were newer and they were broke, they probably got, you know, a transformation from a low-end ticket offer or low-end service or whatever, right? Not now. So are you speaking to the people who are broke right now looking for a low ticket, or are you trying to speak to people who have disposable money to spend in the thousands and you're putting a low ticket offer in front of them? Yeah. Years ago, that was probably very attractive to them when they were broke, but not now. So you have to look at who are your shoppers and what shopping experience do they want, right? It's funny because some of the people, I can think of people right off the top of my head that I just know in the industry, they drive me crazy because they're so condescending, right? They're like pro low ticket, which I don't have a problem with low ticket if you're trying to attract broke people. What I'm saying is the low ticket, okay, is going to speak to people that are newer on their journey. They have a lot less in place and they probably don't have a ton of disposable income, because if they did, they would invest in bigger programs, bigger experiences, bigger programs that are going to give them bigger coaching and bigger results. That's what they would invest in. People buy low ticket because they're on a very tight budget or they don't have that much money and they're very new and they're trying to figure stuff out. That's what attracts those types of people. Low ticket offers are very sexy to people like that. And the thing is like, once you start making a certain amount of money, you have a certain level of sophistication, a certain level of standard, a certain level of experience that you have. And when you invest, you want a certain experience. The same people selling you a low ticket, they fly coach. The same people selling you a low ticket, they hire dating services to find their soulmates. The same people selling you a low ticket are out also fine dining at fancy restaurants in Gucci and Louis Vuitton clothing. What I'm saying is they're not buying low ticket, right? So you're not going to be able to sell a low ticket to someone making multiple six and seven figures in their business. Okay, so if you are wanting to attract high-end buyers who have disposable income and money to spend and are further along in their journey, which is way easier to coach and way easier to serve and way easier to get results, if that's what you're looking for, then you need to understand how those types of people buy. And those types of people buy big experiences. They want to be in the room. They want to have an experience. They want high-end mentorship and service. They want to be somewhat treated like royalty. They want an amazing experience, right? Like if you go buy a $1,000 bag you're not looking for a used bag at a Goodwill. You're going to expect that that quality is top notch. It's brand new. It smells delicious. It looks gorgeous. Feels amazing on you. It gets everybody's attention, obviously, right? So the more money you're spending, you're expecting a higher level experience. And so you have to, there's no right or wrong with this, by the way. There's nothing wrong with low ticket. There's nothing wrong with mid ticket. There's nothing wrong with high ticket. They're all fine. But you have to understand who buys those types of things. That's the difference. It's called buyer mindset, right? Most of the people that you see wearing red bottoms and a Louis Vuitton and a Gucci outfit, driving a Mercedes-Benz brand new off the lot, are not typically the people that are sitting at Goodwill shopping and buying clothes and then going to the shelter to get their food. Does that make sense? That's not typically what they're doing. These aren't the people you'll see whip out food stamps in the grocery line. They're not the people running around looking for a bargain and a sale and a discount. So again, you need to understand the buyer's market and then figure out where do you land on that scale? Who do you want to be your shoppers? And then the solution that you're providing, the experience that you're providing with the price attached to it needs to align with that, or it won't speak to the, you know, particular buyer. So for me particularly, high ticket has always been awesome because I absolutely love working with high-end people, sophisticated, very well-rounded, self-led, positive, absolutely amazing, badass bitches that are doing awesome friggin' things. They want a lot of money. They want a lot of impact. They are self-led and independent. They get after what they want. They consider themselves business athletes. They are building empires and legacies, and they want to go all the way. They have no excuses. They have no boundaries around what they are possible or what's possible for them, what their capabilities are. These women just don't show up with excuses. They just get after it, okay? And so I have to put a pretty hefty price on my services to attract those types of people. They also have to be at a certain level in their business to be attracted to that type of experience and what we're doing. I'm helping my clients build seven multi-seven figure legacies and empires that can pretty much run without them. That's not something that just anybody wants, and not everybody's willing to pay for that. So I'm speaking to specific people. And so the price and the experience, the solution, all of it has to align with that type of shopper. So I'm very clear on who my shoppers are and how they like their shopping experience to be. Okay? So for me, that's high ticket. And when I sell low ticket, I get broke ass people with a bunch of freaking excuses who ask for four payment plans on $97. Okay. Or, you know, they give me a Bible of all the excuses and reasons why they can't invest and they're so different than everybody else and all the drama, or they don't make their payments, or they bitch and whine and complain that they don't get enough from you after they paid $97. Again, there's different shoppers. Okay. I don't do objections. I don't believe in them. I don't get them, and I will not handle them. I will not overcome them. That's not my job. I don't like talking to people who have excuses. I like people that get after and go after what they say they want, and they don't bring excuses with them. So I sell high ticket for all of those reasons. Okay. I also love my clients to be with me for years. I love them to incubate. I love them to come spend time and money with me for way more than just a few months or 6 months or even 1 year. I love to be part of that transformation with them for at least 2 to 5 years. And so I sell high ticket and in longer term programs, and that speaks to certain people, right? And so that's what that is. Okay, so for me, number one, high ticket's been my biggest moneymaker. Okay, I'll never go back. Number two has been high quality content that is very solution focused. I'm going to say this very clearly. Not all content is created equal. A lot of the content that I see today is just crap. It's just surface level copy-pasted, carbon copy, cookie cutter of everything everybody else is saying. And my question is, who here has anything important to say? Who here has got shit to say that is important and that means something and that is helpful and insightful and mind-bending, life-altering? Anybody? Because most of the content out there is just boring. It's so vanilla. And one thing that I think is so critical in a time of massive saturation in the online space, your content is your billboard. It's a sign over the door. It is what attracts your people and speaks to your people. And you can't afford to have low quality content. You need to have something important to say. You need to have things to say. In content, I really think we have a whole strategy that we teach. The number one goal with content that I think matters, I don't care about your vanity metrics. I get such little vanity, like I get very, very little hearts, likes, comments, engagement on my content, but my DMs blow the F up with pay in full clients all day. No calls, nothing, like just in a DM. Because my content has one intention and one focus: create high quality conversations. I don't care if nobody likes it, because here's what I'll tell you. Nobody might like that post, but they're in my DM dropping their credit card and paying me 10K, 20K in full with a 5-10 minute conversation. So I don't care how many hearts or likes I have. My DMs are exploding. And so at the end of the day, we focus on creating content that is solving people's problems and not talking about our offers and selling our offers, but selling solutions to people's problems. And it has to be top of mind content. You guys, a lot of you, you don't even spend the time to get to know your people. So you don't even know what keeps them. Like, if I asked you, what is the one thing that your audience would throw their credit card at all day long? 98% of you have no idea what that actually is. Because if you did, you'd be making more money. If you knew what that was, more people would be throwing their credit card at you. The truth of the matter is, you don't know what it is. And that's why they're not throwing their credit card at you, because you don't know what that problem is that they are willing to solve and throw a credit card at. And so because you don't know that, you're not making more sales. Otherwise, you would have people throwing their credit card at you. And so high quality content is speaking to that solution that's top of mind for them. And it's focused on changing the way they think about what it is you do and getting them to see things from a different perspective. And it's polarizing and it's grabbing their attention and sucking them in, and it's having them come into your DMs or come into conversation with you, dying to know how to work with you and throwing their money at you. And when you don't create content that does that and is so vanilla and boring and so 2020, when you do that, it just falls flat in the algorithm. It falls flat and nobody really cares. You don't have anything to say that's getting anybody's attention. So that's been the second thing. And that's been a huge... This has been going now for a couple of years where we have been constantly shifting, pivoting the messaging. We are in all of our programs right now. I would say for the past 12 or more months, we have been aggressive with working with our clients on their content, because that is one of the biggest things that's changed right now, you know, is how people are consuming your content and what is creating conversations that trigger buyers. That is the biggest, one of the biggest things that has changed in the online space, besides some of the strategies. Okay, so that's the second thing that has helped us maintain and sustain our high level of sales, is that quality content. And all content is not created equal. Okay, number three has been our buyers list that lives inside of our sales database. I don't know how all you guys are making money, or maybe this is why you're not making as much money as you want. I don't know how people think they can run businesses and not have a database and not have a buyers list. Statistics show us that 97% of sales happen between the 8th and 10th follow-up. If you don't have a database, there's no way. You're not like a human genius. There's no way that you are not having sales and leads slip through the cracks every day of your life. If you don't have a database and a buyer's list, you're casting a wide net across the internet. You're going far and wide. You're half-assing it, because nobody can go far and wide 100%. And so you're not going deep with a database or with a list of buyers and nurturing them properly through a cold-to-client process. And without a database and a buyer's list, you're just casting this big wide net across the internet, crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. I hope somebody sees something today and buys. And that's not a strategy. With a buyer's list and a database, you're not only closing more sales in less time with less effort, but you're predicting your sales. I know who's buying in 5 months from now. I know who's buying our programs in 6 months. Because they told us, because we've had a conversation and we have a database. So we have tasks, we have follow-ups, we have steps that we take. We have a system and a process. We're not just sitting around waking up every day with like, let's slam some content out and do a pitch. Let's do a big launch. Let's launch to death and die at our desk. Let's chase leads around the internet. let's go and, you know, scour groups and try to find leads. Let's throw $1 million at ads in the next quarter and hope we get, you know, X amount of sales. Like, hope is not a strategy. Hoping and wishing is not a strategy. We have a system. We have a buyer's list. I literally have a buyer's list that we just close sales right from that buyer's list. And then we have a sales database where all the leads from the internet that we have in our database live in there. And we work them and work them and work them with a very strategic step-by-step, literally, process, taking them from cold to client in record-breaking time, right? The average conversion time right now is 4 to 6 months for cold leads. We're doing 1 to 3. Some are way less. So again, we have totally collapsed and shortened the buy-in timeline, but it isn't because we have some sexy secret whopping strategy that nobody's ever heard of. It's because we have a buyer's list and a database, and we have a sales step-by-step process. It's proven. We've been doing it for 2 decades. And so that, I think, is really critical. A lot of the people that come into our programs, even those at 7 figures and even those with sales teams, they don't have these things in place. So there's a lot of hope, wishing, strategy of like how we're getting sales today. I have 7-figure business owners who are paying sellers who don't close. And they're going to the sellers, and the sellers don't know who's closing or how they're closing a sale today. How are you a seller and you don't know how you're closing sales? I'm not sure you're a seller if you're a seller and you're not closing sales, nor do you know how or if or when you're going to close a sale. I'm not quite sure that's selling. So I've been a top high-performing seller for 20 years. I close better than pretty much anybody. And I'll tell you, I know where my sales are coming from every day. How, who, where, when, and when. Like what? I know all that. Like, that's because I have a buyer's list and a database, and then inside of it, I have a step-by-step proven proprietary sales system. It's very simple, right? And just no, most people are not doing that. And so you're just super dependent on social media. You're so dependent on social media getting new sales. Okay, number 4, there have been some mindset shifts that I've had to 100% lean on and lean into and just allow. And so I want to give those to you guys as we wrap up here, because these have been, I'm going to tell you, like, the sales game success is 90% mindset. The shit that goes on between some of your ears is why you got what you got. It's why you are where you are. It's why you're experiencing what you're experiencing or not. 90% of the sales game is between the ears, okay? Only 10% is strategy, because the strategy doesn't matter if what is between your ears is horrible. So number one, the first mindset shift is really release and attachment. The number one thing that I think people lack is sales skills. You just don't understand selling. You think selling is putting an offer out and doing a launch. That's a strategy. That's not sales skills. The problem with sales is you don't understand them, and so you can't do them well. Sales is not about you. Okay? It's not about you. It's not about your offer. Sales is about solving somebody's problem. And if someone doesn't want to solve their problem, then they don't want to solve their problem. And so you move on. And what happens in the space when clients come to us is they're very emotional because they're so attached. They've made their sales situation all about them. Oh my God, someone said my price was too high. I need to lower my offer now. I need to lower the price because everybody's broke and has no money. And I'm like, okay, number one, that is a broke mentality, which is you. You have a broke mentality, and it's deflected and reflected in your results. Everyone coming to you is a mirror of your broke mentality. So first and foremost, everyone is not broke, and everyone does not have money, and everyone is not able to not pay you. So first of all, you need to work on your money mindset and your relationship with money, because none of that is about you. If someone tells you your prices are too high, that's just a preference. I could ask some of you guys right now, what do you think about a $3,000 handbag? Some of you would be like, heck yeah. And some of you would drop to the floor with a heart attack because you can't imagine spending that kind of money on such a thing. But that's not true for everybody, because if it was, then Gucci would not exist. Correct? Gucci would not be alive and well today and thriving if that was true. There's billions of people that will spend thousands of dollars easily, confidently, happily on a handbag. All the time, more than once. So that theory of like, you know, oh my God, because someone can't afford it, I have to, like, no, everybody's not broke. And sales is not about you. If someone says that your price is too high, they don't value what you're selling. That's a them problem. That's not a you problem. That's not a you problem. That just means they don't value it. They don't see that what you're selling is worth that kind of money for them. That's not the case. That you can't make one thing about everybody. And you can't make it about you. Just like your own money drama cannot be everybody else's. Just because you think $3,000 for a handbag is ridiculous does not mean that the billions of people who shop at Gucci think so. They totally disagree with you. It's just preference. It's perspective. That's what you need to understand. Sales is a numbers game. It's not about you. If I have people coming to me, your price is too low, your price is too low, I'd do two things. I'd get myself in different rooms with people that don't have broke mentality. Number one, I don't want to be around broke people. So one, I'd get in different rooms. Two, I'd jack up my price. Now I'm in alignment with people in bigger rooms, period. Easy, easy, end of conversation. You guys get objections and you go slash your price in half and then you still can't sell it because it wasn't about the price. Okay, it's your lack of confidence and conviction in the value of what you're doing, and you're talking to broke mentality people. So that's number one. So I had to work really hard years ago to release the attachment of those things and remember that when people say no, they're not saying no to me. When people give an objection, they're not objecting me. They're saying no to themselves, and they're objecting their own goals, not me. Nothing to do with me. One person will ask for a 4-payment plan on a $97 offer when someone else will drop me $20,000 in 5 minutes of a DM conversation in full and not even think about it. Do you see the difference? Okay, so that is not, you have to release this attachment and stop making everything about you. No one cares that much about you. It's really not about you. And I had to realize that. Like people don't, I'm not really that great. Like people don't think about me. It's not all about me. It's not about me at all. And so you, number one, you need to do that. Number two, I had to really focus on finding and solving problems and not selling programs. Every single time I go online, all I see is people talking about their program, talking about their offer, talking about their bonuses, talking about their discount, talking about their launch timeline. Who gives a shit? There's literally no one that even cares. Like, blah, 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 same shit everybody else has said. No one cares. That's not how people are buying in 2024 and beyond. So that's one thing we have to just recognize and like settle with because it's just what it is. No one cares. People that are buying in something that is going to create either an outcome for them, solve a problem for them, create an experience or an emotion or prevent something from happening. People are buying solutions. So if you are only good at talking about your program, then again, you're making sales about you. No one cares about you and your program. So if you're focusing on talking about your program instead of mastering how to sell a solution, a lot of you don't know how to sell me your solution. Like if I ask you what is the one outcome and transformation that all of your clients get, you guys start writing books. You guys start saying things like, oh, they live dream lives. Oh, they get all the things they want. They have happy ever after. What does any of that mean? Oh, they have the best weight ever. They have the best life, best body, best mindset, best health. What does any of that mean? No one's paying for those things. And so I think that that's been a huge thing that even I in 20 years have had to spend a lot of time on is not really talking about my program. Now, if you go on my accounts today, any of my social media platforms, you're not going to find a link to a sales page. You're not going to find a link to join or buy my programs. You're not going to find a whole lot of information about my offers. But you know what you will find? Exactly who I help and the solution I provide. In 5 seconds, you'll know exactly what I help you with. And that's why I make millions of dollars. Because I'm really good at that. No one cares about the offer. You just care what's in it for me. What am I going to get in exchange for this money? That's all you care about. So do you know what I've spent the last decade mastering? Talking about that. Selling that. Everything's about that. And nobody even knows what my offer is. Even when people buy my programs, they're still like, okay, what now? What happens now? What does this look like? What did I just buy? What do I get? A lot of times I don't because I don't sell them on my offer and bonuses and discounts and specials and slashes and all that stuff. I sell them on the one solution I'm going to help you provide or get to. The one solution I offer. And for the people who want that solution, they don't even care what the program is. they will pay me to get that outcome. So that's been another thing. Okay, and then the third thing has been the conviction. It's been me believing that even though there's billions of people online, there's not one person out there that does sales the way that I do. I'm the best at this. And I didn't say I was better than anybody. I said I'm the best at high-ticket selling, period. I will run circles around millionaires all day. I literally have millionaires hire me. I have eight-figure companies hire me to train their sales teams because they don't even know sales the way that I do. They can't even train their sales teams because they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. They don't even know. They're really good at a strategy. They have no idea about sales skills. And so at the end of the day, I don't have any doubt that I'm the best at what I do. And there isn't anyone that I would not say that right to their face. There's no one in this world that is as good at what I do as me, period. And I have a and the other thing is I believe that the way that I teach sales and the way that I do sales is so unique and is the absolute best, number one, bar none, best way to do sales. Best way, bar none, to do sales. It is the most timeless, the most sustainable, the most ethical selling. It is absolutely, completely timeless. It'll be forever because it's built on human behavior. It's built on the foundation of sales, which is effective communication. And so at the end of the day, I don't have competition. And so I don't stress about things. I have conviction, and that level of confidence is very attractive. Most people don't have it, and so it's extremely attractive. And most people want it, right? So my level of conviction in what I do, it's not only attractive, but it builds a high level of trust. People want to work with people that believe in themselves, people that believe they're really awesome. Because can you imagine if I showed up here and was so insecure and was fumbling and like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm good at selling. Do you want to buy my program and I'll help you with sales? I mean, I'm okay with sales. Like, oh my, yeah, I know that I have competitive. Can you imagine if I had my tail between my legs and I shrunk in my seat and like was scared to death to sell you, but yet I'm going to teach you how to sell? You would never give me your money, right? So people give their money to reputable brands and reputable people who have a high level of confidence and conviction, period. End of conversation. Most people who do not have confidence are usually broke. Okay, the last thing is I've had to give myself permission to sell very ethically versus traditionally, right? I've had to really go against the grain, not only on how I teach my clients, but also how I do sales, how I show up and go to the market with my content. The way that I do things, there's a lot of things that are very traditional. They've been around for a long time. Pretty much everybody teaches sales the same. Everywhere I go, every program I'm in, it's the same shit, different coach, same, same, same. It's very traditional because most people do not have true sales skills. They only know what they know. And it's usually strategic, so strategy, and it's a very, very, very little bit of sales, very basic, like surface level. That's most people. And I don't really believe in that way, and I don't enjoy that way, and I don't think it's ethical. I think the traditional way of sales is extremely unethical, it's ineffective, it's dated, and it's just wrong. And I won't do it. I refuse to do it. I do not teach it. I will not teach it. I don't recommend it. I don't like it. And I think that the reason everybody has objections and the reason everybody has to chase leads around and the reason that everyone has to work so hard to get a sale and the reason you have to like chase people down and around and follow up 5,000 times and you have to slash your prices and like beg people to get in your programs and, you know, all of that stuff, it's because of the way you're selling. You're using old, dated, ineffective, extremely unethical sales strategies and tactics that work against human behavior. They work against the way that people buy and make buying decisions. They don't support it. They work against it. And they lower the trust. They make people, it erodes trust. People don't trust you. They don't like you. It causes and creates objections, and it raises people's resistance to the sales conversation. And it's not because people aren't committed or don't want to buy or don't want to invest or whatever it is. It's because of the way that you're selling. Okay. And so that has been something that, you know, I've 100% steered away. We've redone all of our strategies. We've re-recorded all of our curriculum materials many, many years ago. And we refuse to sell in the traditional ways. Does that mean that I put content out that is extremely controversial around sales? Absolutely. Does it mean that 98% of other sales coaches hate me and do not like what I say and they can't stand it? Yes, because they don't understand it and they don't know how to do what I'm doing and it pisses them off. And the only reason that any human would ever think that objections is normal versus common and created, the only reason any human, especially a sales professional, would think that objections is normal is because they don't know how to do sales that don't create objections. And so, yeah, they get pissed off when I say objections are not normal. They're common and they're created and they're also very preventable. And they hate that because now their people are going to come to me instead of them because nobody wants to get in the ring, put on their boxing gloves and fight for their sales. But every strategy you're being taught is having you do exactly that. And other coaches get mad at me because they don't know how to do it another way. And they don't want to lose sales, right? But there are people who are coming to me because I don't have you in the ring fighting for your sales. And so again, it's controversial, pisses people off. I don't care. I have given myself that permission to sell ethically. And does that mean I lose sales? Yes, because we qualify people in and we qualify people out and we don't let everybody in our programs. We don't take everybody's money that's willing to pay us. And that is ethical. What everybody else is doing is very unethical. They're taking people's money and they don't give a shit if they get the results or not. And 98% of the people don't. And they don't care because they're just trying to reach their own sales goals and make their own money. They don't give a shit if you're going to get results out of it or not. That's not their problem, right? At the end of the day, we do the opposite. And so we sell ethically, period. End of conversation. And so, yeah, we might get less sales. We might turn more people away. We might not put 300 people in our program this year while other people have 500. Yeah, 500 failing entrepreneurs. Yay, good for you. You have 500 people failing. Big deal. Why is that something to be proud of? We're for quality, not quantity. That's ethical. And so, yes, it is very much against the grain. It's very traditional. It looks, feels very different. It works amazing. It's the best thing. And I gave myself permission many, many years ago to do that and to stick to that. And I won't go back on that. And that is how we teach our clients. And that's not for everybody because a lot of people just want the money and they don't give a shit about the people. And so we don't work with people like that. So, yeah, we turn a lot of people away, sadly, because a lot of people are unethical. So that's what I have to share with you guys. That's what I got. That's what I got for you guys in this series. We're going to do some more series because they're so much fun. I think they're a really great lead up to our masterclasses that we do every month, my team and I. So again, if you want more in this, you want to dive in more, you want to unpack some of this, want to talk some more about this, want to be in the room with people who are all about this, want to get some more juice, this is such good stuff. We're unpacking it all on a masterclass this month. So the link and the details are in the show notes below. You can go ahead and grab the link and go check it out. If you want more of this, if you want to unpack and you want to chat and get in the room with us, it's an awesome free masterclass. It'd be good, promise. If you liked this, you'll love that. So you can grab the link and register there. And I will see you guys hopefully in the masterclass, but on our next podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Closer podcast. If you love this episode, we release a new episode every week. So make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a female coach or seller, I know you would love our Peak Sales Performance Academy program. It is the number one and only year-long sales training program for coaches and sellers to help you increase sales, curve, conversion time, and create rapid sales growth using our human behavior sales techniques and strategies. We look at your sales systems, we find the money leaks and plug them to eliminate 90% of objections, curve the time it takes to bring a cold lead from cold to client, so you can see faster sales coming through the door. We guarantee that you will never think, be, or do sales the same again, and you'll never put your boxing gloves on, get in the ring, and fight for your sales. We know how important it is that a business makes consistent sales. So rather you're a coach doing the sales yourself, have a seller that you want trained, or you're a seller listening to this, we will help you peak sales performance in your role while increasing profit, decreasing objections, and closing more sales faster. Send me a message on any of the social platforms that you're on because we are currently accepting new clients, or drop down into the show notes to connect today.